Back in the little Jewel Church.
Lord, do bless.
Good to be alive. It's better to be in the house of the Lord.
Any day of the week.
And it's better to be alive in the name of Jesus Christ.
Lord, helping God, we pray.
We don't have much money among us all, I guess. I know one that don't. But we're rich people. In the blessings of the Lord.
Lord, help him.
And in richness beyond that which can be described.
Amen.
For if we tried to state what it's worth to have salvation, I don't know even how to begin to say what it's worth. We have a great blessing of time here on earth, but we're going to a land where time won't be measured. And something came to my mind some time back about, someone said they'd like, and we say we'd like to sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would there be enough time for me to sit down with Abraham?
Lord, helping God, I pray.
There is time beyond measure.
That's right, brother.
And for whoever it is, there'll be time to sit down and be served by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Lord, helping God.
For this time is something, I guess, that doesn't exist. The measure of time does not exist in that land where we're going. Time has been measured on my life for the last many years, and it has taken a toll that I can feel, and I can look in the mirror and see the evidence of that. But that's all right, because after a little while, we're going to that place that will last forever and ever and ever. And we will have blessings beyond measure that cannot be measured in that good land. We've come this way because of love. I've been trying to get up here for a little while, and just first one thing, another, usually a funeral. And called Brother Jim last night and said, you want to go to Little Jewel tomorrow night? And he said, yeah. And then this morning he called and says, I can't make it. And so I wondered if I could make the trip very well by myself, and I don't do that quite as much as I used to. And so Brother Roger this morning said, would you be interested in going to Little Jewel tonight? And he is ready to go. And then Brother Emery, and he is ready to go. And I didn't realize their need and their plan and their ambition to come this way. But it's good to be here. And it's love that brought us this way. And it's love that caused us to be received by you this way. And of all the time that can't be measured, and all the gold that can't be measured, I'm here to say that love that's spread abroad in our hearts is beyond measure. Cannot be measured. How much is it? How much is it? Well, it's more than that.
Amen.
But it's this and it's that. It's more than that by multipliers. I don't know if my voice is not in good shape and I'm coughing and so forth, but I love the Lord and I love His ways. We're on a battlefield and we would not be able to fight that battle without this salvation we have and without this love that we have. But it is indeed a battlefield. But the good part about it is that the war's already won. Yea, and all that we have to do is what the captain commands us to do. Yes, and he commands us to do things day by day. Brother Terry was here as he talked a while ago, and he talked about this cause and that, and there's a scripture that says, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? And it's because of that cause, Brother Junior, that we're out here tonight, that we're up and about the business of the Lord. Is there not a cause? Yeah, when Jesus was being mistreated and all of that, and they were wondering this way and that way, and he said, for this cause came I into the world, for this cause, and he came into the world, to pay a price, to suffer and to die, because man, we did soul ourselves for naught, had nothing to redeem ourselves with. We were in the awfulest mess that can't be imagined. But oh, this cause that he came into the world for was to conquer death, hell, and the grave. Amen. This cause that he came for is to bring light to those that are in darkness. And I was in darkness, but I saw the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. And now, yeah, and that light came from his death, his burial, and his resurrection.
Yes, sir. He defeated it,
brother. Yeah, then. Oh, death. Oh, death.
Where is
your sting? Oh, grave. Where's your victory? Yay! All we gotta do is close our eyes and lie down, and in the morning hear his voice, and get him out of that grave and fly away to the glory land. Yeah, then we've got it made. Is there not a cause? And that cause is Jesus Christ. And I want your boy to go. I want your girl to go. I want your grandchildren to go. And I'm not satisfied to stay at home and hope that they just do it anyway. There's a cause. And that says get up and go.
That's exactly right,
that says to hug one another's neck. Right. That says to be on fire for the Lord. That says to come together and not just sit around, but join our voices together and loud and strong and sing Amazing Grace. How sweet it sounds that saves a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Yeah, we're to be up and about the business of the Lord, of our Father. Is there not a cause? Yes, there is a cause. And I'm not going to take any more time. And it's just good to see everybody.